How many times throughout our days do people come up to us and they extend a common greeting, "How are you?" And you answer, "Fine," or "I'm doing okay." But really deep down, if we were to answer them honestly, we might have a much more full answer. Sometimes I'd like to be totally honest with people. My brother-in-law sat down next to me today at my dad's birthday party. I haven't talked to him for a while. We're not very close. But he asked me, "How are you?" I said, "Oh boy." Let him have it. Wouldn't you ever like to do that? If you would have asked me this morning, especially before preparing for this Mass, I would have said, "I'm worried about the weather tonight, and more importantly, about quilt bingo tomorrow. Not so much about the gambling aspect as the $20,000 profit that our parish needs to continue functioning. I'm worried about keeping the sidewalks clear when all of our stores have decided that it's already spring and that winter is gone. I'm worried about the dozens of unfinished projects that weigh on me every day. I'm worried about writing a good and effective homily every day and every weekend. But you know what? None of that's really that important. Why don't we worry about the important stuff? I'm worried about the man I met yesterday and took to the homeless shelter who will be on the streets tonight. I'm worried about the young people who are every moment bombarded by temptation. I'm worried about our school families, especially those who refuse to come to Mass and whose children will not be able to come to school here next year. I'm worrying about the man who's dying and refuses to go to confession. I'm worried about our society, a society that rejects Jesus Christ and the church and the scriptures in the name of preference and tolerance and freedom. That's what I'm worried about. What are you worried about?" And Jesus asked you and I each in the gospel today, can you, by worrying at a single moment to your lifespan, and you know what, if I'm honest, I have to say, Jesus, no. In fact, it's kind of the opposite. Scientists tell me that the more I worry and the more I'm anxious, the less time I'll live. In a study, 85% of things that people worried about never happened. But I hold on to it like it's my lifeline every day. Okay, Jesus, so you don't want me to be anxious and worried, so what am I supposed to do? How do I respond to these worries? I have to do something. I'm going to sit here and go crazy if I just stay in my worry and my anxiety. So what do? Click the button on the TV remote. Pull out the bottle of booze, the pack of cigarettes, the package of cookies, or the pie, or the whole pie. Or maybe I'll actually try something healthy this year, especially with Lent coming. Go exercise, or talk to a friend, or take some time to rest. I mean, the Psalms do tell me, rest in God alone today, right? Sometimes when people ask, how do you feel, or how are you doing, we can kind of feel like the people of God in the first reading today. Because maybe we've tried all these things. We've sat and worried. We've tried the exercise. We've tried the bottle of booze. And we're still worried. And they say to God in the first reading, the Lord has forsaken me. Lord, where are you in all of this? Where are you in the anxieties of life? And yet you turn around and you tell me in that same reading that you will never forget me? Kind of seems like you have, right? And we all feel like this at times in our lives. So God, you don't want me to worry. You don't want me to turn to sin to take care of my anxiety. And yet I feel forsaken. So what do you want me to do, God? Sometimes I try to look at the positive. Like for instance, today, I don't have to worry about quilt bingo. I live 100 yards from the door. I'll be there. I might win 20 quilts all on my own. And I'll be plenty warm. I don't have to worry about what to eat or drink. And I've got some to spare just in case it runs out. Don't have to worry about what to wear. It's black every day. But then I think of that homeless man. Drove him to Arby's yesterday. I've never seen an Arby's sandwich disappear so fast because he was that hungry. And I'm worried about my problems. In fact, it leads you to wonder sometimes, you know, God, I've got it pretty good, so what is my problem? Why am I anxious about life and about work and about school when I'm so blessed? And you know what? I think the answer is found in the gospel at the very end, where Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides." How many of us get up every morning and think, I've got to go to work to provide for my family or to put a roof over my head, clothes on my back, food on my table, and we still end up at the end of the day feeling anxious and worried about life? Maybe it's because we didn't seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because Jesus says that when we do, all those other things will fall into place. So when we spend tireless hours working or worrying, but we don't spend an hour with Jesus each day, whose kingdom have we sought first, ours or his? When we relax with a drink or a TV show or Facebook, but we don't rest in God, whose kingdom have we sought first? Sometimes I know that I seek my own kingdom first. And maybe the worry would go away and the anxiety would lessen if we seek his first.